It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are focusing on the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. There are several projects underway and others being looked at in the future. There's also a big fundraiser on the horizon. We're going to get into all of that on today's show. We're joined by the general manager of the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District, James Wood. We have the finance manager, Kelly Bunnell, and a big supporter, a local community member, Shelley Davis King. So it's great to have all three of you on Motherlode Views.
Thanks for having us.
I'll start first with James Wood. Can you give us kind of a little bit of history and information just about the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District and the types of things that you do?
Well, yes, I can. And thank you again for having us here today. Our main purpose here, I'd like to say, is just to help the district create its own identity and standalone recognition for the things that we do out in Tuolumne. So a special district, by definition, is local government created by the people of a community to deliver specialized services essential to their health, safety, economy, and well-being. And we are a special district that was created early in the 50s by the state. And we are governed by a 5-member board of directors. They are elected through the general election and serve in 4-year terms with their seats. Our staff is very small. We have 2 outside maintenance people and 2 inside office workers and myself, and we're the only ones there to provide all the things that we do. We have the district is there's a boundary to our district that serves Tuolumne City. It stretches up towards beyond Ponderosa Hills, almost to Confidence Road to the north, and it goes partway out Yosemite Road to the south. And we are funded primarily, our primary source of revenue that supports the things that we do is a 1% of a property tax on approximately 2,600 parcels within our district, and that's our main reliable source of revenue. So the district's been established since the early 50s, but has always been governed by this board of 5 members. But it wasn't until 1992 that we actually had employees that were proactive in maintaining and improving facilities that the district had. So in 1992, we established a maintenance agreement with the county to maintain county-owned facilities in downtown Tuolumne. And what that means is that the main park, the Westside Memorial Park, and the Memorial Hall and Whitehead Field, the Library and Youth Center, are all owned by the county. But we have a service agreement that they pay us to maintain those facilities, keep the grass green and cut and the buildings clean. And that service agreement makes up the other half, 30 to 35% of our revenues that we operate on. And unfortunately, it's not guaranteed beyond December of this year. The county has have some deficits in their own budget. And I'd like to say, so in 1992, this has been a 33-year-long contract that we've enjoyed. And it helps us in other ways more than just the idea that we're keeping the facilities clean. To service that contract, it makes it necessary to have more than 2 employees outside and 2 employees inside. And because we have 5 employees, we're able to do the events and activities that we do.
I think a lot of people, too, in the community might not have, if you're not tied in closely with local government, may have thought, you know, oh, they might be part of county government. But as you just explained, you're completely separate from Tuolumne County government.
Yes. And that's an advantage in the sense that we are we're actually on site 7 days a week. Our office is located right downtown on the corner of Fir and Pine Street. were there, were highly accessible to the public. We like to provide anything and everything that people need. We're there to open up the hall for rentals and accommodate people who are using the park and all the facilities. And everything that we provide there, the use of the horseshoe pits, the ball field, anything and everything is always free to the public. That being said, the hall does rent for events, but again, we maintain it and schedule it and provide all of those things free of charge, the services.
What are the types of events that you put on throughout the year?
Well, there's many. I'm trying to think in my head, going down the calendar. We do a tri-tip dinner, usually in February. We have Easter egg hunt, which is really great. We use the park and the ball field and the hall. We put out 5,000 eggs. We put out 5,000 eggs. It takes us all morning to get it prepped, and it literally takes these kids about a minute to pick them all up. So, but it's great. A lot of people come from outside of the community and whatnot, and we really encourage that. We have Little League that runs for 2.5 months, and we operate the concession stand there. We then go into our Concerts in the Park series, which is really huge, and it's the attendance has grown steadily over the years. It's attended by many, many people. We provide, we have food vendors, hot food vendors. We have crafters. And that runs every Wednesday night from June through August. And then, let's see, we go into where, let me think, we have a Halloween parade in October. I feel like it's got to be one of the biggest in the state. I honestly don't know what other ones there are, but we ask the community to get involved. We have our local organizations and some businesses and individuals that will put up tables to pass out candy around the perimeter of the park. And there's literally people 6 deep around the entire park. There has to be 1,000 people there for that event. It's really great. This last year, we had some other service organizations come and provide games in the park, and there was some food there for sale for that. And that usually goes from 4 to 5 o'clock, 4 to 5:30. I think that we've had it on the Friday before Halloween. The last few years, and I think that's the date that we're sticking to. We have kinders out at our community garden. We've developed a community garden out on Cemetery Lane, and we invite the kinder classes from Somerville Elementary and the Motherlode Christian School and Sonora Parent Nursery School to come out and walk through the garden and learn about gardening. We provide them with pumpkins and cookies and juice when they visit. And then, let's see, then we're into Christmas and our Christmas parade. We have a annual Christmas parade on the second Friday of December. We have a 2-day long craft fair in the Memorial Hall. And those are our regular events. We have, like I say, and within our facilities, we have horseshoe pits that we have a local horseshoe club. Then they have 3 or 4 tournaments a year out there. We have recently acquired a building in town that we have renovated to create a community center that we have begin to provide bingo nights. We've had dance classes in there. We have exercise classes in the morning 5 days a week. We have provided a space for Red Cross and a blood drive, and we're really excited about that.
You take a quick break. We're talking about the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. During this first segment, we have been talking with James Wood, who is the general manager for the district. We also are joined on the program this weekend by Kelly Bunnell, who is the finance manager. We'll talk to her in a little bit, as well as Shelley Davis-King, who's a local community member and a big supporter of Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll pick up on this conversation in just a minute.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We have a panel of guests who are joining us in studio. We have James Wood, who is the District General Manager. We also have Kelly Bunnell, who is the Finance Manager, and Shelley Davis-King, who's a big community supporter of the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. And during the first segment, we talked with James Wood, and we're going to pick up on that conversation, too. He's kind of given us a state of the district and an overview of what it all does. And we're also going to talk a little bit later about a big phone-a-thon. It's an important fundraiser that's coming up. So I'll go back to James Wood. You were talking a little bit about the community center, and there's also going to be a trail, or there is a trail now in Tuolumne that's a great asset.
There is a trail. We have about, I would say, an acre worth of property on the west side of our Little League field that we have fenced off some what were identified as wetlands areas and created pathways in between. So it's just a small little open space, a little nature trail. And so now adjacent to that, we're excited to have a few other projects planned. We are in the process of building an outdoor theater. So we got we received a grant for some park improvements, and we've had a master plan in place whereby we've identified new facilities that we would like to build and establish in, as we can. And so this grant provided $170,000 to the district as an allotment. And we estimate the project to be about $250,000. So we're looking to this phone-a-thon that we have coming up to hopefully generate some interest and some community support for this project. As well as also adjacent to that outdoor trail system is some space that we would like to create a bike park where we are going to be pushing dirt around and have little humps and bumps and turns for kids to just come down any time of day or and use the bike park. Again, these things will be free. We're doing free of charge for people to participate. The purpose of the outdoor theater primarily would be to offer movies, Friday night family movies, and we had actually hoped to have it up and running by now, but it's just a little bit behind schedule. As well as developing this community center that we mentioned. The Wilson family owns this building in Tuolumne as a funeral home, Terzich and Wilson, and they've been really generous with the park to provide us a lease for the building. And we are looking at some point to purchase the building from them. In the meantime, we've totally renovated it and turned it into a beautiful facility that I mentioned before. We'll rent for weddings, birthdays, and we've had all these other activities. That put all these projects combined have put a little bit of pressure on our budget, and we're hoping again to get some help from the community. We would like the people that we help to help us a little bit.
Very good. And before we jump more deep into the phone-a-thon, I'll bring Shelley Davis-King into the conversation. You know, what's your kind of reaction to what the Park and Recreation District is doing and the importance of having an active district like this in Tuolumne?
Thank you. Thank you for having us. For me, this is all about a continuity of a community that we are seeing less and less in our nation. We're getting more and more strip malls and more prepackaged areas where people don't have parks and communities and places where they can be a part of a place, a part of something like this district. And so for me, it's a matter of supporting something that I believe is essential to what makes us special as citizens of the United States, but also that makes Tuolumne very, very unique in our entire county. I did some interviews the other day with folks at the concert, and I asked them, you know, what is it about the park that makes it so special to you? What is it about the district? And they said, you know, let's start with the patriotic spirit that we have, where we do a pledge of allegiance before we start. We honor our veterans. We have a flagpole that is in desperate need of re-erection. We had a bad windstorm and it fell down, and we desperately need to bring that back. The number of people that have said to me, we don't have a place to really salute in quite the same way as we once did. But other things that people said, it's the nicest park in the county. And I think perhaps they forgot that Yosemite National Park is largely in Tuolumne County, but besides Yosemite, Tuolumne downtown is the nicest park in the county. It's a place where dogs can play on the lawn, and children run around freely barefoot, and people have picnics on blankets, and there's talk and families, and it really has this almost Norman Rockwell Saturday Evening Post kind of feel in an era when we don't have much of that anymore. So my husband and I, John Lytle, decided that we were going to take some of our, actually a lot of our retirement funds. We're required to take funds every year out of our retirement accounts, and we decided to instead donate those to the Park District to help build up some of the programs for the entire community.
Yeah, well, thank you and John for doing that. That's a great help, and it's just great to hear all about the benefits of the local Tuolumne community. And I'm going to bring in Kelly Bunnell next. Tell us about this phone-a-thon, because we're going to hear a lot about it on the Clark Broadcasting radio stations and interviews. What can you tell us about it?
So when I came to the district, it's there's always been a really healthy budget, and there really wasn't quite a need for the district to raise funds. We've always been able to support ourselves. And as James has said, our events are just growing. People come from all over our county and neighboring counties. We hear people from the Bay Area just coming up and praising all of the things that we do. Three of our projects, big projects, hit all at the same time, and that put a big strain on our budget, as well as the instability of the county contract. Shelley had given us an idea to maybe hit the radio and just really spread awareness of who we are, what we do, and the benefits that we bring to the community. Took a little bit of convincing to get us here on the radio, but we're very excited to have this phone drive on July 19th. I believe we'll be answering phones from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And we've already started circulating a link on our Facebook page and our website, asking people to just get us rolling with this phone drive. Hopefully get the ball rolling and start collecting donations.
And you'll hear a lot more about it on the Clark Broadcasting radio stations. We'll have updates that day as well, and some interviews on how things are going. We are talking about the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Pleased to be joined in the studio by the general manager, James Wood. We also have Kelly Bunnell, the finance manager, and Shelley Davis King, who's a local community member and a big supporter of Tuolumne and the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District. In a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we're going to focus on the city of Sonora, which recently had a changing of the guard when it comes to local politics. There's a new mayor, Ann Segerstrom, and a new vice mayor, Suzanne Cruz. Both will be joining us in studio to talk about the state of Sonora and issues facing local government in the city of Sonora. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment, focused on the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District, is coming up in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.
Nate's Tree Service does more than trim trees. Nate's will remove tree hazards, clean storm damage, provide CDF fire clearance, eliminate beetle infestation, chip brush, and so much more. Nate's Tree Service is licensed, bonded, and insured. They even carry workers' comp for their employees for your protection. No job is too big or too small in the Tri-County area for family-owned and operated Nate's Tree Service. Call 532-2460. That's 532-2460.
We are talking about the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by the finance manager, Kelly Bunnell. We also have the general manager, James Wood, and a local community member who's a big supporter of the district, Shelley Davis King. And James Wood, I'll go back to you. You know, the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District, it's a small district, and you do a lot of events. You put on concerts throughout the year. I imagine it's a challenge as we talk about putting on those events. In the backdrop, we've got the important fundraiser that's coming up, and it kind of ties in.
Yes, it does. We are a small district. We're independent of the county and the like. We have a very small staff. We have a small budget. And we've been providing these activities and events for many, many years now. And this is our purpose. This is what we're here to do, is to provide events and activities, recreation to the county and the community. But I would just like to say that because our budget is so small, and there's similar events and as far as concerts and stuff going on in other communities like Twain Hart and Groveland and even Jamestown. But I would like to point out that unlike Twain Hart and Groveland and Jamestown, we don't have a lot of commerce, a lot of business or organizations in our community of Tuolumne that could help us with the cost of these events and by way of donations or whatever. And so we're here with this phone-in fundraising thing to try to get some help to do the things that we've been doing.
Kelly Bunnell, yeah, as he mentioned too, that's kind of an important aspect, and you'd hate to see these community events have to go away or be scaled back.
Yeah, as we've stated, our events are just growing. We're adding more and more components. We're seeing more people from outside of the district that we serve attending these events. So our primary purpose of having this fundraiser phone-in is to spread awareness of who we are and what we do. Again, we're not the county, and our sole purpose of existence is to bring the fun to the people that we serve. Our secondary purpose is just to ask the community that we serve to continue to support us. We have a lot of people who come in and donate time, labor, materials to our projects, but if they truly love the events and activities that we're putting on, we're just asking them to join in and partner with us to continue to bring the fun to the community.
So the phone drive is that day on July 19th. Are there ways that you can donate ahead of time if you're not available that day?
Yes, you can come in with cash or a check to our office. You can mail in a check. You can call us and make a payment over the phone through Square. We have a Venmo account. And right now we're circulating a link through Stripe where people can donate ahead of time.
Shelley Davis King, any other comments that you'd like to make about this?
If you in the community go to one of the events in the park, one of the music events, if you attend the parade, if you go to yoga in the community hall, if you walk around the park and enjoy all of what's in town, I think I'd ask you, what is that worth to you, and whether or not you could find $5 in your pocket to donate to the park district. A few weeks back, we had 1,000 people show up at one of our Music in the Park events. If every person who was there donated $5, we'd have $5,000 to go towards more programs to really help the district provide benefits and glorious activities and events for the entire community.
It seems like donations, too. I mean, obviously, the town of Tuolumne will really benefit, but, I mean, I've attended those concerts before. People from all over Tuolumne County have come and attended those concerts as a chance to give back and keep them relevant here and keep them going in the community.
That's right. We see more and more this year a number of people from Jamestown and Twainhard and saying, well, I live there, I like those, but there's something very special and very unique about Tuolumne. So I like to come to this every Wednesday night. And my husband and I, John, and I make this our date night. It's mm-hmm. it's our night to come to town, and we enjoy being there and just being a part of the community. And so we will continue to support and provide our retirement funds for it.
Chance to connect with people all over Tuolumne
County
on those events.
That's right.
James Wood, anything else I didn't ask about?
Well,
you'd like to know?
You know, we find ways to keep things going, and it's not a situation where we need to have donations as any form of, you know, reliable revenue or what have you. Like I said, I mentioned it's nice to get help from people that we're helping. In the last few years, we've noticed many, many more people just simply coming into Tuolumne, walking their dogs, pushing their children around in strollers, and just enjoying the whole downtown environment, which is always clean and open and friendly. And any donations that we get go right back into facilities or events or any of the things that we have to offer. And we do still have plans to... we have some drainage issues that if we can resolve, it will provide us with another acre of space to develop behind our ball field where we're considering pickleball or outdoor, you know, frisbee golf or bocce ball, other facilities to develop, as well as because our concerts have become so well attended that we actually are kind of considering to redevelop the park space to create a bandstand, maybe with bathroom buildings, that would play to the entire park. If you've come to the concerts, you know that we play to half of the park. We have one shady side, and the band sets up in front of the gazebo and plays to the crowd on the west side of the park. And so we would like to look at a way to just increase the functionality of that entire space and make it more user-friendly.
And the community center that you had mentioned, does that tie into this fundraiser as well?
Oh, absolutely, because, like I said, it came to us in a way that we needed to move forward to acquire it, the building, and to renovate it. And so, we used general fund monies to do the renovations and whatnot. So we had applied for a grant to purchase the building, but it was an $80 million grant. I think there was $260 million worth of requests for that particular grant, and unfortunately we didn't get any part of that. But we are still looking at grants as a way to purchase the building. We have it on a lease for 5 years where we hope that we can recognize that the business model will support the cost of the building. We're looking to purchase it, you know, and we've taken that building and who knows, potentially it might have been sold and turned into an apartment building or whatever, but it's just another way that we try to provide service to the community.
Kelly Bunnell, any closing comments you'd like to make?
We're really excited about this phone drive and really excited to partner up with community members who love what we bring. And we're just hoping to get a great response and just really spread awareness of who we are and what we do and the benefit that we bring to the community.
And July 19th is when the phone
drive
is coming up.
July 19th. Give us a call.
Shelley Davis-King, give you the final comment. Anything you'd like to close on?
I guess just community, come out and support this wonderful park district who has brought so much joy to all of us in the county. Just a little bit will help and go a long way.
Tuolumne Park and Recreation District, we bring the fun.
We bring the fun.
We'll end on that note. We thank our panel of guests for coming in today. We've been talking with James Wood, who is the Tuolumne Park and Recreation District General Manager, Kelly Bunnell, who is the Finance Manager, and Shelley Davis-King, a local community member who's a big supporter of Tuolumne and the Park and Recreation District. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Again, July 19th is the phone drive. You'll be hearing updates as well on the radio stations, the Clark Broadcasting radio stations, an important event for the town of Tuolumne. We'll have more on that coming up.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.